Hello, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, we got you.
Sean, two wins over Carolina during the regular season. How much does that mean come postseason? Do you just eliminate them and pretend it didn't happen?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we start this time of the year and everyone's starting from scratch. The only thing that you pay attention to, obviously, is a division opponent, the personnel, things that you didn't do well in the earlier two games, maybe what you did well. But from a playoff standpoint, you understand that now you're in a single elimination tournament.
Sean, how much was that first game against Carolina, you know, the turning point for this team?
I've said before, I thought that two-game road stretch that we took was important at Carolina, at London. You know, we dug ourselves into an early hole, and we needed to gain some confidence and, you know, hopefully come away from those two games at least 500, if not better. Fortunately, we were able to win both and kind of get back to even water and then begin to string some wins together.
Sean, what goes into defensive holding on a defensive lineman, and why has that kind of cropped up on you guys a little bit this year?
Well, it's a good question. I think, you know, there was a few years back, the umpire sat, you know, right behind the linebacker, and it was a call that was a lot easier made because their eyes were on the defensive tackles, and oftentimes as you're trying to get up on a double team, the offensive linemen are, at times the defensive lineman will tug a jersey or try to prevent that from happening. When they removed the umpire and put him behind the offense, it became harder to enforce that. I do think, though, in the last year and a half, there's been an emphasis from behind to catch that, you know, the official deep in the secondary to be able to catch. There's certain things they look for, you know, might be a shoulder tug. Oftentimes, you can see it really with the offensive lineman if he gets turned in a certain way. So, something we'll have to work on.
Hey, Coach, good afternoon. So many coaching changes happening around the league right now. How much interest do you anticipate in some of your staff members?
I think, Herbie, it happens every year. Generally, there's more interest when you're winning, and yet it's hard to predict. You know, I think that, you know, I've always said, you know, hopefully you're hiring a good staff, putting together the right guys, which I think we've done here. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if clubs reached out with permission. You know, I don't, to date, haven't heard of any yet, but part of that goes with success.
Sure, yeah. And let's say, for example, Pete Carmichael, how surprised are you that he doesn't have an NFL head coaching title under his name yet?
Well, look, it's all on the individual team. I know Pete interviewed up in Indianapolis. You know, I think it just matters as to, you know, are they looking for offense or defense? He's been a great coach for us, and I'm hopeful we're able to keep him. And yet you understand that when you have success, you know, one of the things that can happen is coaches can move up and get promoted.
Once again, offense finishes near the top of the league for the regular season. Are you happy going to the playoffs overall, how they're looking?
No, listen, I think I was honest yesterday. I think there's things that we've got to improve on if we're going to play well in the playoffs. Our third down numbers need to be better. I thought our tempo yesterday was sluggish offensively. You know, we got to eliminate the pre-snap penalties where we're moving. So I think there's a lot of work for us to do this week in preparation for this game.
Sean, can you put your finger on the third down issues? It seems like the efficiency of this offense, Drew's completion percentage and Michael Thomas, the running backs catching passes, it seems like it's built to be a successful third down.
Yeah, down 2, 3, 4, and 5, we've been below average at. So we've got to do a better job of emphasizing it at practice and putting the right plan together.
Do you get a sense of what are the, I guess, potential obstacles to succeeding in that particular down and distance?
There's probably, when you look at the cut up of the whole season, there'll be a number of reasons, you know. There'll be, might be a route error, might be protection, might be throw. Whatever it is, though, we've got to look closely at it and look to, you know, get to the things that we think, you know. Each week, 1 week you might get more man, 1 week you might get zone coverage. So there's a handful of things teams will play in that down and distance, might be more pressure. So being able to, you know, have a plan that handles all the above and then execute it is the priority.
Sean, with how much this defense has improved, how tough was it just to see, you know, them end on sort of a sour note with that drive at the end of the game yesterday?
Look, it left a bad taste in everyone's mouth, and credit Tampa. They made a few plays there. You know, we had them in fourth down. You know, so we'll get back here to work Wednesday and make the corrections and, you know, get ourselves ready for when that opportunity, if it does, come again.
And in terms of, I know, you know, coaches and players, you know, have all come together and improved to make that defense better, but in terms of the gameplay, like, what do you think has been the biggest difference that's led to the turnaround? Is it the turnovers? Is it, you know, timeliness of plays? The pressure? Like, what do you think?
Well, I think this, the takeaways are one that come to mind. I think, you know, our front's playing better, and then I think we're improved in the secondary. So there's probably a combination of all of those things.
And when you do have games with multiple turnovers, and I know you feel like consistently you're supposed to win those, when you don't, does that automatically cause you to look at the offense, or do you have more holistic?
No, we'll look at every element. You know, the opportunities we had. You know, we had a turnover ourselves on a punt return. We didn't have a lot of plays, 22 or 21 at the half. You know, our third down numbers yesterday got better in the second half, but, you know, if you're not converting a few of those third downs, then all of a sudden you're not taking advantage of a turnover or a takeaway. But nonetheless, those will be important here. Obviously, they'll be important here in the postseason.
Sean, what did you see out of Marcus Williams yesterday and just really for the whole season?
He's played well. You know, it was a real good selection. He's smart. He works at it. He's got good ball skills. You know, those turnovers are something that aren't new for him. You know, I believe he was tops in the college ranks, you know, with getting the interceptions. I think he's got real good hands and anticipation.
Craig Robertson said he hasn't played in a postseason football game since his junior year of high school.
I'm sure there's a number of guys that this will be their first exposure. Every one of these rookies that are playing, you know, I think they'll get up to speed with just the nature of the NFL playoffs. It's different. It's played differently, and there's an intensity level to it that we'll have to prepare for this week.
Sean, you guys have had by far the most success running the football against Carolina. I know that's not easy to do, especially with the front seven they have. Is that something you identified as a must in those first two matchups and again this week?
Well, it's obviously something we want to do to have balance. You know, they do a great job of rushing the quarterback, and so, you know, hopefully we're able to have that balance, and it also helps you when you get to your third down regarding your down and distances. But they played the run real well yesterday, watching the game tape. So we're going to have to, you know, get ready to have a good week of practice.
Hey, Sean, how has Jonathan Freeney quickly, you know, earned a role on defense?
Well, he's come in, he's smart, you know, he's someone that's played inside and outside at linebacker, and, you know, he's someone that, you know, we've got a handful of these guys that are quickly thrown into the fire, and it's not unusual. So I think each week he learns a little bit more and understands a little bit more about what we're doing.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Happy New Year.